Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Keith Leonard. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Levon. Nice to see you.
Thank you. And I was exciting news that I saw that you again nominated one of the animals that goes into the Animal Hall of Fame. And so I thought it'd be interesting to know more about the Hall of Fame. So give us a background on that.
Well, this is a brainchild of one of our salesmen named Kent Johnson. It's really his idea. He presented it originally to Shearing Plow Company, which is who he worked for at that time. They were purchased by Merck, so Merck is now the sponsor of this. And Kent is the one who goes around and says, hey, do you have any dogs or cats or horses or whatever that can fit into our categories? He also is very encouraging to people to be aware of what our animals do for us. He's a great human-animal bond person. So he's the ideal person to do this, and he does a very, very good job of it.
And this has been going on for, I understand, about 16 years.
Yes, it's been a long time now.
So there have been a lot of nominations in that time, I understand. Three every year.
Three winners every year.
Three winners, more nominations than that.
Yes.
Okay. Who can nominate?
Veterinarians. This is kind of a veterinary program. It's association with Merck Animal Health, but the Iowa Veterinary Medical Association is also a co-sponsor of this. As a result of that, they just let us veterinarians do it. However, if you have a dog that you think should be nominated, you can call me and, boy, we'll see if we can't get something done for you.
I would guess most people who have these animals that are even possibly nominated are going to have a close association with their veterinarian.
That is correct. Yeah. That's absolutely correct.
Because, that yearly or more care, because some of these obviously have taken much more care than just that kind of annual checkup.
Yeah, that's why they become what they are. Lily was our companion animal a couple of years ago. Lily, if you remember, is the dog that has two legs, one on each corner, and is absolutely the happiest dog yet to this day, the happiest dog you've ever seen, and she loves to come in the office. She comes in, she has to greet everybody. She knows where everybody sits and where everybody's supposed to be. If she can't find somebody, she starts wandering through the clinic seeing, well, where's Becky? How come she isn't up front to see me?
Yes, and every once in a while I check in with her mom and find out that she's still doing well. How old is she? Do you recall?
She should be about five now, I think. Maybe six in that range.
So, I'm sure you see her on a fairly regular basis. So that was one of the ones that you nominated. And then before that, you nominated another.
Yes, Buddy. Buddy was a little dog who saved his owner's life, actually. They were loading cattle. A gate fell on top of the gentleman and Mr. Woodward. And she got on top of the gate and kept all the cows from running over the gate, which would have done a tremendous amount of damage to him other than the broken hip that he received. And about 3 days after that, we found out that the dog, Buddy, had a dislocated hip. We didn't realize it at the time. Everybody was worried about Mr. Woodward. And so we was able to put that back, and he lived to be a very long, happy life.
So that's great. So now you've talked about a couple of things that dogs have done, the companion dog, but there are a couple categories there.
Right. The hero dog is where Kane won his, and that's where Buddy won his.
Okay.
Companion is an animal that gives care and comfort to others. Can be an individual, can be in a nursing home situation. A lot of them have been that type. And then there's the professional animal, animals that work for a living. There was a horse that was part of the rehabilitation program up by Guthrie Center, and he did just tremendous work. And he would let anybody ride him. He would loved everybody. And, just that kind of thing. And he worked every day with kids, and he got it for that.
And then I think the service dogs fit into that professional category.
Service dogs fit into that, absolutely, whether they're seeing eye dogs or whether they're helper dogs.
And there's more and more of those helper dog kinds of categories.
Absolutely. You'll see the guys coming back from Afghanistan, and they have dogs with them that they've picked up over there. Sometimes when they're disabled, they get a dog here that helps them with their disability. Just a tremendous program that the veterans are doing.
And then I not too long ago learned about the dogs that are with diabetics, this really serious diabetics.
Yes, they can detect when the ketones start building in their system, which means that their glucose is way off, and they can alert their owners. There is also dogs now that can detect cancer, prostate cancer particularly. So this is a place that we didn't know about that we are learning more and more all the time. My understanding is that there are a couple dogs now that they're looking at. They think they can detect lots of different kinds of cancer rather than just prostate cancer.
Amazing. And it's wonderful that we keep learning about the wonderful abilities that animals have. That we, you know, we appreciate them because they're nice and fun and all those kinds of things, but way beyond that.
Way beyond that. Their ability to smell is their attribute. They're just so much more attuned to odor than we are. My mother had a great nose until her later years. And, you know, if anything was different in the refrigerator, she could tell what it was and what was wrong, you know, right away. Well, dogs are much better than my mother. So
yes.
that's a great compliment to them, let
yes,
me tell you.
I think so. And now what about you? Cats have also been named. Do you recall any of those?
No, that, really, I don't remember. I'm thinking that there was one that was in a nursing home, I believe. And I believe, if I remember the story correctly, and I could be wrong, but I think that every time someone was getting ready to pass away, the cat came in and laid at their bed until they passed away. And sometimes the staff thought the cat was crazy, and the cat was always right.
Mm-hmm.
So they have that sense that we just sometimes don't pick up.
That's right. And I think of, because I'm a cat fan, of the library cat from Spencer.
Yes.
And the stories they told about how that cat could detect when somebody was unhappy or
would go and sit on their lap,
yeah,
be with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Just
amazing. So I guess that would have been a companion type cat.
Yes.
So I think it is important to know that this award is available and that they do need to contact their veterinarian if they have some stories they'd like to share about animals.
We're always
and they
always
don't here. They don't necessarily have to have you provide the services. I'm thinking that
any of your veterinary friends can do it for you.
Let's talk just a little more about Kane and why you nominated him.
Well, Kane was our county drug dog, is how he's known. Now, that's only a part of Kane's story. Kane is cross-trained. He will hunt people down. He can trail. He is an attack dog, and he is a very good drug dog. And he has won Midwest National Awards, the Midwest portion of the National Awards, in all three categories, which is the first dog to ever have been in all three categories.
Amazing.
Kyle told me one time that when they go to trials like that, and the guy that's in the suit is the guy who gets attacked, you know, you've seen the big fancy suits. He said, nobody wants to be in the suit when Kane comes up because he bruises everybody he gets through the suit. He has such powerful jaw strength that he can actually put bruises on their arms through the suit, which is pretty rare.
Mm-hmm. And he has saved some people.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He's a tracker. One of his big stories is the fellow who was running away from the police, and they tracked him. Guy lost his shoe. It was in the wintertime, about 25 below wind chill factor, and they're out tracing this guy down. They found him stuck in a crick, 1 foot in through the ice, and couldn't get out. And had Kane not found him, he would have been dead by the time they caught him next morning. You know, it was getting late in the evening when he finally found him. And, you know, the guy got arrested and convicted, but he's alive to get to do that.
Yes. Now, Kane is going to be retiring, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, actually, Kane actually is retired now. Just about a month ago, and the reason is he had a shoulder injury. Wasn't anything that we could do. We sent him to Iowa State. They did an MRI, did some very specialized surgery, did his rehab work, and he went back to work. However, every time he hit his shoulder, it would distract him. And with dogs like him, he can't be distracted. And so they've decided to go ahead and retire him, and he has a replacement. That dog is not going to be as cross-trained, but will be definitely working in Cass County.
Okay, so Kane will be missed.
Kane will be missed. He'll become a family dog, by the way. He's
going to
live with his handler's family. So.
Great. I'm glad I was wanting to ask that because we hope that he lives on for a good life here and after all of his great service.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, maybe there's somebody else, Dr. Leonard, who has nominated three Animal Hall of Fame.
No one has won three. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
We're the first to win three. I don't know how many have been nominated, but we're the first one to win three different ones.
You know your animals, obviously.
Well, and to be real honest with you, I have to give Becky all the credit. She goes, hey, I think we need to write this one up, you know, when something happens. And it was her idea, actually, on all three of these dogs. So I got to give a lot of credit to Becky. And she gets with the owners and makes sure the articles are written nicely.
Very good. And they receive a plaque and some other recognition.
Actually, the big part of this, I'm going to be in Ames on Thursday to accept the award for Kane initially. However, the big deal is in April. They have a giant thing out at Prairie Meadows, and it's for the Des Moines Animal Rescue League. It's a big auction, and the hero dogs are there. They actually get their medals, and they get their plaques and everything at that particular event, which is gigantuous. I think last year there were 8,000 people there. And so they raise a tremendous amount of money through this.
Okay.
And it is a big deal.
And recognize all of those wonderful animals. Well, yes. Congratulations to you, as well as congratulations to Kane for being in the Animal Hall of Fame for 2013. And we would thank you very much, Dr. Leonard, for all of your good work and for being with us today.
Okay, thank you.
Until next time, just let's remember all of our animal friends.
How far do we run?